Hello, darling. It's nice to be in your ears again. How was your day? Stressful. I hope you took a nice, long bath like I asked you to, and enjoyed a glass of wine. You deserve it after your hard day. I would have liked to talk to you in person, or at least in real time, but we're half a world apart, with you traveling on business. So, I made this for you, so you can listen at your leisure, and re-listen as you like, and know that when I find you again, I'll do all these things to you, and more. So, you're all relaxed from your bath and your wine, and if you did as I instructed, you're lying back on your big king-sized hotel bed with your eye mask on, yes? What are you wearing? Are you wearing the see-through teddy I love? The one that covers your lovely bits but still allows glimpses of your creamy skin underneath? The one that is just transparent enough that I can see your pretty pussy behind the lace when I'm close enough? I can just imagine how good you must smell, fresh from your bath, perhaps a light scent from the body wash. But if I come closer, very close, I can smell your pussy, already lightly creaming, listening to my voice in your ear. How I crave to part your long legs and take you. But not yet. Not just yet. We're a ways away from that point. So, pet, imagine that I'm coming for you. You know this ahead of time. You've arranged at the front desk to have a key for me, but you don't know when I'll arrive, but you're there right now, like I had asked you to be ready for me, to be freshly bathed, have a little wine, be relaxed, so that your beautiful, supple body is perfectly pliant when I get there. Be laying there. Just before sunset, the mask over your eyes. Your ears would be keening to hear me coming in the door. You hear the little click the key card makes. Already you want to rub your lovely thighs together, aching for my hand, my body between them. I make my way very quietly into the entry of a very luxury-laden suite, taking my jacket off and carefully, gently putting it on the armchair. Quietly making my way to the bed, my cock already alert. But I'm patient. We've been separated for so long. You might think I'd ravish you the moment I see you. Oh, and I want to. How I long to. But I also want to prolong the wait. I plan to tease you. Oh, how I'll tease you, my good pet. Are you ready? You hear me, but you keep your face passive. I know you, powerful boss lady, always keeping the poker face. It always takes you time to let your guard down, to show me that deeply hidden desire inside you to submit, but only to the right person. Right, pet? You will submit tonight. So, you keep your masked face pristinely still, turn to me with your covered eyes, and just give me the barest of smiles. I don't say a single word. You feel my body weighing down on the bed as I sit down quietly. Does it make you think of the moment while I'm on top of you? You told me once you love to feel the weight of me on you when I'm fucking you. I haven't forgotten. I reach out and brush the backs of two fingers on your plush lips. I yearn to kiss you. But as I said, I'll make you wait. Make you pine for my kisses. I trail my fingertips down your torso ever so slightly, excruciatingly slow. Sometimes with the backs of my fingers as before, sometimes with my open hand so you feel warmth. I smile to myself as I see your nipples perk up right away. How I ache to bring my lips to them. But again, I wait. My cock is already straining in my jeans. I continue my hand down your body, grazing my fingertips over your flat stomach, hover lightly over the mound of your pussy, and continue slowly down one leg, all the way to your toes, and just slowly back up the other. My hand now back by your hips. I pause just for a moment, making you wonder what I'll touch next. Then I rest the heel of my hand right where your legs join your body, so that your pussy can feel the heat of my palm. After a moment, I allow my hand to travel up your torso again. This time, I caress one nipple, just visible behind the lace. Then the other. I go back and forth like this many times. First, just touching, then lightly squeezing, and finally pinching your nipples. You're starting to squirm now. Your face still serene, but starting to betray your lust. You're very quiet, but I can make out your little whimpers. And I know, without touching, that you're drenched between your legs. I bring my hand to lightly rest on your pretty throat, and finally lean down to kiss you. Softly at first, with just lips, then gradually tasting you with the tip of my tongue, I gently flick my tongue just inside your mouth, teasing you. I love your taste. And I can't wait to have you taste my cock. Still toying with your nipples, I kiss you more insistently, filling your mouth with my tongue. Oh, I know you love this. You love to be full up with me. You love my tongue, my fingers, my cock filling your needy holes. I let my hand trail down your belly once again, and this time, my fingers work themselves between your thighs to gently and barely probe your damp pussy. Just as I suspected. You're already drenched. How I look forward to that moment where I can finally sink my cock into that sweet opening. But like I said, I'll wait. Finally, and almost regrettably, I slow down the movements of my tongue and pull my mouth away from yours. I barely hear the whimper of a small protest, but I know you're wondering what I'll do next to you. You feel the shift of my weight as I kneel up, step off the bed, and bring my body right next to your face. I pause for a moment, perfectly quiet. Then I slowly undo my belt, the click of the buckle lightly making your pussy clench in anticipation. Undoing the 5 buttons of my jeans with my right hand, I slip the thumb of my left hand between your soft lips, letting you suck on it for a moment. You moan deeply and arch your back slightly. I know you want your mouth filled with more than just one digit. I pull my thumb out and insert the first 2 fingers into your mouth next, inserting them more deeply into your mouth, a foreshadowing of things to come. You suck on them eagerly with that slutty mouth. With my free hand, I push down my jeans and my boxers, the front wet with my pre-cum, down past my hips, letting my thick cock spring free. My head is glistening with desire for you, for your mouth, for all your glorious holes. Soon. I shift my hips closer to your face, gently pull out my fingers, and lightly rub your lips with the dripping tip of my cock. Instinctively, you part your lips. You know from previous times not to use your tongue just yet. Not until I say. I slowly feed my fat head between your lips. I don't pump my hips yet. Rather, I'm sweeping my cock tip just inside your lips, teasing you. I know my pre-cum must have dripped into your mouth by now. Open your mouth and show me your tongue now, baby, I say. You do so, almost modestly, showing me just half of your tongue. Oh, how you pretend. I let my wet cock tip rub up and down the slight indent on the center of your tongue. Finally, now, I start to buck my hips very slightly, feeding you my cock, bit by hard bit. You bring your hands to hold my hips and close your wonderful lips around my cock, coordinating your sucking with my gentle bucking. I fuck your mouth slowly and steadily, sometimes directly towards the back of your throat, sometimes turning my hips slightly and enjoying the sight of my round cock head bulging your cheek. Oh. Your whore mouth is so effective. I have to be careful or I'll shoot my load sooner than I'd like to. Or maybe I should just do that so that I can build up another load for your cunt. Or your ass. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. I continue to face fuck you this way for a long moment, watching in fascination as you take nearly my entire cock into your mouth. if your underlings could only see you now, their boss lady gorging herself on cock and loving it. I wrap my hand around the back of your neck to keep your head in place as I drive myself more insistently into your warm mouth. So far back, I can feel where your throat narrows in. And every time I reach that spot, you make a small, stifled sound, nearly gagging, but not actually gagging. Because you love this. You crave it. Your eyes are starting to tear now from the pressure of my cock fucking your face. I know you're not crying, but the shiny droplets trickling from underneath the eye mask down your temples turns me on immensely. In the back of my mind, I know I need to pull away. Pull away before it's too late. Or should I just feed you my first load? I know that's what you want. You love the power of making me lose control. So I don't. Not yet, pet. I move my hand from your neck and cup it on your lovely jawline, pulling my swollen cock gradually out of your mouth. Then I lean down to give you a deep kiss. I'm sure it's my imagination, but your mouth has a different quality now compared to before. Isn't that right, my pet? My cock has warmed it up nicely. I move away from the bed to completely take off my jeans, then my boxers. I do this slowly, tantalizing you with the quiet rustling of the habitual movements. Then, I finally bring myself to the foot of the bed, placing myself between your legs. I fold back both of your knees to inspect you. The crotch of your sheer teddy is soaked through, your moisture leaking past the fabric and starting to seep past the hollows of your inner thighs. You're beside yourself, aren't you? I think you're ready for me now. With two fingers, I pulled the teddy to the side and teased the entrance of your pussy with my wet cock. How I love watching my pre-cum mix with your juices. The little sound all the wetness makes when I tease you this way. And the sounds of your whimpers as well. You're likely wondering, how long will he take to plunge his cock inside me? I haven't decided yet. Right now, I'm enjoying this. Just wetting my cock between your lips. But your pussy is so warm. Begging to suck me in. So yes, very, very gradually, I do start to feed myself into you. I'm still watching your face, studying the small movements of your lips each time I pull out and each time I press back in, just a little farther than the last time. I don't know how much time goes by, a minute, 2 minutes, but finally, I'm completely inside you, inside the tight, warm, wet tunnel of your needy little pussy. You are so very wet. I'm fucking into you now, with slow, full strokes, pulling nearly all the way out and slamming back into you. I know you're taking your pleasure, but I'm fucking you like your body is just there to receive my cock, wherever I choose to feed it to you. and fret not, my pet. You will be fully fed tonight. With my cock still steadily pissing in and out of you, I wet a finger in my mouth and reach down to stroke your sweet little asshole, barely rubbing it gently but firmly for a quick moment before slowly working my fingertip into your tightest hole. It's snug, but yields to my finger so sweetly. I search for your mouth with mine and plunge my tongue deep inside. There. You're fully plugged up with me now. Each one of your holes filled by me. Do you like that? I know you do. You adore being made airtight by me. My God, your pussy is so, so tight. I can't wait to fill you up with my cum. But I also crave to sample your tight hole. It's been too long. I need it. I need to open you up, to stretch you. I crave feeling your ass convulse on my cock like a tiny fist when you come. I crave squirting my saved up hot load inside you as your body quivers and you moan in my ear. Once again, I will myself to pull away from you, to draw my throbbing cock out of your perfect, gorgeous pussy. I'll come in that pussy next time. I promise. I move to my jeans and grab a small container of lube I brought just in case I decided to fuck your tight asshole. You hear a click of a container top, and then you feel my fingers spreading the cool, wet gel lube around your tightest hole, and then pushing inside you again, slowly filling you up before pulling my fingers out and leaving you empty, begging to be filled up by my cock. Finally, I line up my cock head with your asshole, and with my eyes on your face, your still masked face, I begin to push my way in. Your eyebrows furrow slightly just above the mask as you bear down to meet my cock. And just as slowly when I took your pussy, I slowly but surely work my cock into your tight canal. I take a long, good long minute to do this, relishing every bit of progress. Finally, my cock is in your wanton asshole, and I start to fuck you slow. Sometimes shallow with my fat tip stretching your rim. Sometimes with fuller strokes, letting my shaft be massaged by your sweet ass. I reach down and work small circles on your clit with my thumb, making your body jump slightly. I don't even have to look down to know your pussy cream is seeping downwards, helping to keep my cock lube. It doesn't take long before your body starts to writhe rhythmically, letting me know your orgasm is fast approaching. I keep the movement on your clit steady, the rhythm of my hips slow and deep. Finally, your climax arrives. You're moaning and groaning in my ear, your hips working on my cock. Your tight ass milking me. Yes, Pat. Yes, I'm coming with you. I shoot my load deep inside you as our hips continue their sweet rhythm. Oh, I imagine I'm painting your insides with my cum. Oh, I suppose I am. So good. So tight. So willing. Finally, our bodies quiet down. My cock relaxing inside you. Your body rearranging to keep me snug. I adore this, staying inside you. Connected, empty, spent. Yet already thinking of the next time. Thank you for listening, pet. Did you have a good cum? I did. Speak soon, my darling pet.